Hi everybody, I'm Rosalyn Padron and this is Ideal Image, a place where we talk about society's ideal perspective on people, especially women, self-acceptance, confidence, and much more. But today I do want to focus about measurements and stats to the perfect woman. I went and looked at a couple different websites to get an overall generic look at what the perfect female body is, and the results were shocking. The fact that there even were websites, thousands of websites, on the perfect ideal female body is just kind of crazy to me. But I was browsing, and for like 30 minutes, I was shocked at just everything I was finding. But anyways, it's crazy. The fact that we as women in society actually have to deal with having an ideal image. So I found out that there's a website called Treadmill Review, and it polled more than 1,000 Americans, and they asked for their ideal body type. And according to the results, the ideal female body, and I quote, is 5'5", about 130 pounds, and has a 24 to 26 inch waist with a bust of 36 inches and a size, and a hip size of 36 inches. Like, 24 and 26 inches is an insanely small waist. But it's absurd that there's actually credentials for the perfect woman's body, when in reality, every body type is perfect in its own way, whether you have a 40-inch waist or not, whether you're an A cup or an F. But society's ideal is a small waist, a big chest and butt, just so women can fit their perfect mindset. And that's extremely messed up. Now, all you have to do is Google, what is the perfect? Just those four words. And the first answer that's going to pop up is, what is the perfect human? And what comes up is Puerto Rican woman. I mean, okay. But there is no perfect person. There is no perfect woman. There is no perfect human. And do you know how many people have to Google that just for it to be on top of Google's, a huge search engine streamed like all over the world, for that question to be on top? A lot. Now, people shouldn't have to Google that. Women shouldn't have to Google that. They shouldn't have to deal with that, because there is no perfect person. There's not just one perfect body type. It's absolutely ridiculous that society has young women in general, thinking that there is. Now, I can't stress this enough, because I see girls at my school, my middle school, like 12 years old, 13, 14, on the keto diet, starving themselves to be skinny, all to stay skinny and fit the ideal. Now, my peers and other students, others just in general, shouldn't be molded to think like that, simply for the reason that it is wrong. And it's wrong on many, many levels. You shouldn't have to starve yourself to fit another person's perfect photo of how you should look, how you should be, what you should wear, how big your size should be. It's just ridiculous. I don't even have words for it. But the fact that there are 13-year-olds, my peers, that are on keto, just a bunch of different diets to help them stay skinny, for what? For what? It's just absurd that society has young women think like this. they have to grow up in a world where there is one set perfect image on how everybody should be, and that is not right. I also looked at another website called Blue Bella, and they also did a survey on women and men, telling them to take different parts of different celebrities to create their, quote, perfect woman. Now, the men's ideal woman had Scarlett Johansson's hair, Megan Fox's face, Kim Kardashian's breasts, Michelle Keegan's stomach, Kelly Brook's hips, and Rosie Whiteley's legs. Meanwhile, the woman's perfect woman consisted of Kate Middleton's hair, Cara Delevingne's face, Jennifer Aniston's breasts, Gwyneth Paltrow's stomach, Emma Watson's hips, and Elle McPherson's legs. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. Now, the problem with this, it's not necessarily a problem, but the men's perfectly constructed woman consisted of fuller hips, bigger breasts, thicker legs, fuller hair, and a flatter, more toned stomach. Meanwhile, the woman's side was just a little bit more different, with smaller breasts, legs, and hips, and overall just a more smaller, petite look. Probably for the reason that we have to live for all of that. We don't have to live for men. We live for ourselves. But we have to live with all that just extra weight, I guess. The men's version was just, I'm not gonna say wrong, but it was just more sexualized, I guess. When us women, we want to feel comfortable in our body, just however it is. And the reason I'm bringing this up is simply about the question, how do you think this makes other women feel? It's such a simple question with a loaded answer. By taking up the hottest of celebrities and picking their prettiest pieces to make one whole perfect woman, how do you think you make other women feel? Like, if I was older and I was struggling with not accepting myself, and I saw this poll on what men's ideal image should be, it would honestly bring me down, because I'm not skinny. I never really have been my whole life. And just seeing all these other girls at school who can fit into extra smalls and stuff like that, it already brings me down enough, but this just adds to it. These men have just constructed their perfect woman, something they can never have in their minds, and they stick with that. But this perfect image in their heads, they look down upon other non-famous, beautiful women who have flaws and think that they don't fit their requirements. If that isn't messed up, I don't know what is. Society, and including men, want Kim Kardashian's body in a woman, which she revealed later that her waist currently measures 24 inches, the ideal, while her hips are 39 inches. That's just crazy. And I also googled what is the perfect body shape, and found an article that stated, and I quote, "But as long as you hold an hourglass shape, then you have an ideal body shape." What even is that? The ideal body shape? There shouldn't even be an ideal body shape. As I said before, all body types are perfect. Everyone's perfect in their own way. There's no one set perfect person in the whole entire flawed world. It then continued to list the following qualities of this hourglass shape, and here they are, and I quote, "An hourglass shape has the following qualities: shoulders smaller than the hips, small waist, the hip measurement is equal to the bust measurement. The bust measurement is equal to the waist by 1.5, and the waist measurement is equal to the height by 0.375. Yet another standard curriculum about women's ideal measurements. Another point of this is that it just makes women and young girls, even at my age, think that this is what they have to abide by, and that is not cool whatsoever. There shouldn't even be a topic about this. I mean, let's be honest, how many of you have actually Googled what your ideal weight is, perfect body type, structure, face? The list continues inevitably, because I know I have on multiple occasions. And how many links and websites and pages do you see on the perfect body type, face, weight, etc.? Because surfing the internet trying to look for some websites wasn't hard at all. Thousands of websites on just perfection of the female race were shown. Again, I cannot emphasize on how messed up that is. Trying to mold the minds of our generation with perfections on everything, with perfections on the face, with perfections on the weight of how women are supposed to be. Do you see how wrong that is? How wrong it is to have women, girls, young girls my age, look at these credentials, think they have to fit them to be perfect. Perfection is what everybody wants, but it's something nobody ever can achieve. Perfection is something you can go looking for all your life, but you'll never get it because it doesn't exist. There is no perfect thing, there is no perfect being, there is no perfect hair, no perfect weight. There's a healthy weight, but there is no perfect weight. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story. When I was younger, I think I was 11. Yeah, I was 11. I was in sixth grade. I struggled with an eating disorder. And I would sneak food into my bedroom at night, and I thought that was helping me cope with all my problems, but in reality it really wasn't. It was just making more problems for myself. And I would look at all the girls at school, even in sixth grade, and think about how skinny they are and how I will never ever be that, was my mindset. But I didn't look at what I was actually doing to myself. I was just in a really unhealthy place. And I used to think that everybody at school who was skinny, who had, I don't know, blonde hair, who had perfect blue eyes, who had colored hair, like dyed, who got to wear a makeup, I used to think those are the people that were perfect. They had the smallest waists. They had thigh gaps. They could fit into clothes I wanted to wear, but I couldn't because I was afraid of stomach rolls. I was afraid of stretch marks. I was afraid of commentary from other peers, other students against me. But I've now come to realize it's not about measurements. It's not about your inches, how tall you are. There is no perfect person. Perfection simply doesn't exist. Now I realize that the most humble people, the most confident people, the one who everybody seems to be drawn to, aren't the most popular skinny girls at my school. Good for them, but it's not. It's the people who believe in themselves, who try to make a difference, who are confident in their skin, who try to build people up, not bring them down. It's those sort of people who everyone tries to be like. They don't care about inches. They don't care about measurements. They don't care how other people perceive them. They care how they perceive others. Coping with weight was difficult for me because I always felt out of place. I always felt like a black sheep because I figured I was the heaviest girl in my class. But that's never what mattered. And now I'm in the middle of my eighth grade year, and I'm now starting to realize it's never gonna be about that. It's never gonna be about that. I'm learning to let go, to bloom as a person, and how weight isn't what defines you. Your looks aren't what defined you. It's your heart. It's how you try to build people up, not break them down. And I've said this before, but there is no perfect person. And I think society just needs, the world needs to get that into their head, that there is no perfect person, there is no human being, there is no perfect race, there will never be a perfect being, a perfect human, a perfect person. Perfection can live in your head, but it's never going to be a thing in reality, because it's unachievable. But you can have confidence. And society just needs to cope with that. The world just needs to cope with that. There is never going to be perfection. There just never is. And that's okay. There's no need to fear that. It's okay that there's never going to be the ideal image. Thank you for listening. This was Ideal Image with Rosalind Padrone.